All right, so if the Guardians win today, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Have fun, scream and shout. Pep rally.
Well, there's
probably wear my eye black in.
You could do that, like Russell Wilson. You're talking about game four starter?
There's a little bit of a problem. You see, you have game four that's on Thursday. That's tomorrow. So you can't really scream. I mean, you can be excited. Yeah, I want you to be excited.
Up, yeah.
But I don't think you can sit there and scream and shout and do all those other things.
Now, obviously, we will feel so much better. It'll be crazy if they lost today. We'd be thinking, is that it? Are we coming back to Cleveland? Are we even getting to a game five? So you got to win today. Come on. You're the better team. Win the game today.
Doesn't matter how, if they were to.
No.
They were to lose the game, does it matter? Would it change the dire situation that tomorrow would
be? If they lose?
Yeah.
The Guardians.
Yeah, like say it's a walk-off. I mean, it's a home game for Detroit, so they could have a walk-off where we play good and then just something gets away from us. Is there anything that
we're doing a lot of what-ifs here, man.
We're still positive on.
No.
Welcome to Sports Talk Radio.
No, I'll be very nervous. Yeah, true.
That's what it is.
I'll be very nervous. I'd be just terrified tomorrow. Very nervous tomorrow if they lose today. The pressure's on. It's such a weird matchup. Both these teams want to be the underdog. That's why, like, if you play the Yankees next, it's, like, so easy. Like, America's going to want you to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So everybody wants that. With this, I mean, the Tigers weren't expected to be here, but were they expected to be here? Plenty of people lined up was like, hey, Ken, there's plenty of people who picked the Tigers to win the division, including the Derry brothers said that there were plenty of people picking the Tigers to win the division. I was so focused on us being picked to finish fourth in the division.
Yeah, but now we won. They also traded their number two starter, right, Flaherty, right before the deadline because.
Right, they sold. They did not buy. Yes.
Well,
and then they think about how crazy that is.
Baez left the lineup, and they've been great since he left the lineup.
Well, they were like eight games.
Underwood was making fun of him on the air.
Yeah, they were like 32-13 since they made that trade.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a record to have. They were eight games under 500, so they finally were to where they were supposed to be, but it feels because they haven't been in the postseason for 10 years. They feel like they're plucky. A lot of fans seem to be enjoying it, but it's not like we're the bad guys here. It's the Guardians. I think the Guardians are always the underfunded, small market team that Buster Olney loves, that all the big baseball people love because we do it the quote-unquote right way, the whole thing, all that stuff. Doesn't mean a damn thing to a fan. Fans just want to win. You know, Buster Olney, if we lose this series, Buster Olney ain't going to make me feel any better when he says, well, the Guardians really deserve to win with how well their front office runs things. No, I understand that, and that's great, but that's not going to make me feel any better. And I don't think it's going to make a Guardians fan feel any better. If they win today, I'm really fighting the urge, though, to go with. Because it would be the fifth day, so he'd be ready to go. I'd be fighting the urge to not pitch Tanner Bibee and try to get the hell out of there. Knowing that, God, if he got hit around, then all of a sudden, you're in game five against Tyler Skubal.
Well,
have your best guy.
The fortunes in a five-game series, they just mess with your head. They torment you. You know, the better team doesn't always win. That's just not how this sport really works. And then add to the fact that they've got the best guy. And if you have to see him twice, and then that second time your season's on the line and you're an underdog, like, yeah, this isn't easy. This isn't for the faint of heart.
What do we think makes more sense?
You mean in terms of starting game four?
Because if we win today, 2-1, I wake up tomorrow, I'm the manager of the Guardians.
Yeah,
like, they already have a plan, but let's go with this. I wake up tomorrow, I'm going, you know what? All right, tonight I go, Tanner Bibee's going to pitch. He's going to pitch tomorrow. We're going to go for the gusto. We're going to try to get out of here. If we lose, and then we were to lose game five, can you go after? You're going to go after me as a manager anyway. Can I go after you for going for the gusto and trying to win the series and getting to the ALCS?
I think that's precisely what you have to do.
Okay, so you would pitch Tanner Bibee tomorrow then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. It's interesting that they're playing a little bit of chess right now because
it is certainly a game of cat and mouse.
So when he says, like we played the audio earlier, when he was acting vague, when he was acting like, oh, we're only thinking about this game. I mean, come on. Steven Vogt has been around the block a long time. Whether or not he's been a manager, I don't think it matters. I mean, they were thinking about especially with these day offs. I mean, listen to Steven Vogt here, what he talked about when asked about who would start game four.
We don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. You know, we know we have Tanner available. We've got a lot of things at our disposal, but we have not put our heads together yet on game four. We're concerned with tomorrow, and then we'll reconvene. I should have an answer for you guys tomorrow.
Would a bullpen game be an option in that situation, or is that something that...
We haven't even begun to talk about that scenario yet. So, again, the cadence we've had all year is win today, worry about tomorrow tomorrow. So, like I said, we should have an answer for you tomorrow.
Wait, yesterday...
They already have an answer. They're just not going to give it to us today.
I think everybody
understands
that.
The Tigers haven't even given you an answer on who's starting today.
For today.
So why would you go ahead and put out your plan?
So you can't lose to a team with one starter. I mean, that would be the killer in all this. A really good starter, but one starter in a five-game series.
We're kind of in the same boat. It's just that their one starter is Matthew Boyd's good. So technically, they have two starters. And he's been good. It's still like it's a new experience. So our rotation is better than theirs. I would have confidence. Would you have confidence in Matthew Boyd then in just game five? You'd be fine with it?
Oh, I mean...
Then you can just go with Tanner. If you have that much confidence in Matthew Boyd...
Kenny, he already... Maybe it's the you throw out the pressure thing and there's the relationship that Boyd has with Scooble. He's not like intimidated by him.
They walked out of the building together after game two.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Bosom buddies over there. I mean, they know each other very well, obviously. And Scooble has talked about, him as kind of almost like a mentor slash friend. So in a way, does that take some of that mental edge? I know we're looking to game five already, and we still have big games to play, but he was not intimidated by him in the first game. So wouldn't it stand to reason that that might be your matchup?
Okay, so let's do it. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I just want to throw out there, though, we're assuming if Bibee starts, Bibee's winning, right? That's our assumption, and yeah. I think Stephen Vogt has to do that, too. If you don't pitch him until Saturday in a game five, you don't get him until game three, which is next Thursday of the ALCS. If you pitch him tomorrow...
That's a good point. I mean, I know you're not...
The ALCS starts on Monday. You would get him... It would be a rush to get him out for game one, but you'd have him by game two of the ALCS.
So if they win today, I would definitely pitch by... Then I'll pitch Bibee tomorrow, and then I would pitch... If I had to, if they lost, I'd be comfortable with Matt Boyd on game five. That's when I would do that. Okay.
Yeah, I feel good with that plan.
All right.